Broken Hill became Australia's first National Heritage-listed city 2.5 years ago. Now the local council has set its sights on getting Broken Hill on the World Heritage List. But its plan to spend tens of thousands of dollars to do so doesn't have overwhelming support from locals, as Sophie Wainwright reports.
The modern-day union movement, mining company BHP, and the 8-hour working day all began in Broken Hill. For local resident Jason MacArthur, that's enough to put the outback New South Wales city on the World Heritage List.
It was basically the backbone of Australia from the early 1900s. I think the government sort of needs to accept that without Broken Hill, they probably would have been in a lot worse position.
Trevor Carlson, who's visiting from Melbourne, also thinks the listing would be a good idea.
Well, you'd think Broken Hill would be. it's an old mining town. It's got a lot of history.
But not everyone agrees. Local cafe owner Ray Barlow thinks a World Heritage listing might set tourists up for disappointment.
I'd expect to see a lot more than Broken Hill's got to offer. I know we've got a few old buildings, but no, I can't see us comparing with the world.
Broken Hill City Council believes recognising the city's past might help its future. With the local mining industry facing an uncertain long-term future, a World Heritage listing could provide a possible boost to tourism, and the council wants to spend $70,000 to find out if Broken Hill meets the criteria. Rachel Vincent works for the council to develop strategies to revitalise Broken Hill's CBD and make the city a popular heritage tourism destination.
And of course, if we do get the World Heritage listing, we'll be in the same state as the places like the Tasmanian Wilderness and Kakadu. It would help us to increase tourist visitation and leverage more money to better interpret and conserve our assets.
Dr. Vincent says getting Broken Hill on the National Heritage List in 2015 has probably helped to secure millions of dollars worth of funding for infrastructure and other projects. And government figures show overnight visitor numbers to the city rose by 12% last year. Simon Molesworth is an environmental lawyer and heritage expert who helped City Council with the national listing and supports efforts to get Broken Hill recognised on the world stage.
Now, at the moment, National Heritage Listing, there's no doubt that is a really special place to visit for Australians. But there will be people that fall in the category of really just wanting to see World Heritage. Certainly the federal government over many years has poured money into World Heritage sites. But the other side is that there's a commercial side to it, and that is that if there's a boost to people coming, then there's a boost to the need for restaurants and hotels and accommodation, tour groups and all the rest.
Chris Landorf is an architect who oversaw the design of some Broken Hill attractions and is a senior lecturer who specialises in industrial heritage sites. While she supports council researching the feasibility of getting on the World Heritage List, she cautions that if successful, it won't guarantee the city's future.
There is not contradictory evidence, but there's very limited sound evidence to say that World Heritage listing leads to an increase in tourism, which is what sometimes does lead people to go down this route. It couldn't hurt, but there's not a direct link.
Dr. Landorf says she's a realist when it comes to attracting funding.
The city, its life as a mining community is slightly perilous at the moment, isn't it? I mean, there is activity there, but it's nothing like it was in the 60s and 70s, or even the 1920s and 30s. So that kind of massive economic activity isn't going to happen again. So what on earth is the expectation that any funding is going to be doing for the city?
That's architect Dr. Chris Landorf ending that report from Sophie Wainwright in Broken Hill.